welcome back to Sunday Morning Live on Houston's only R&B station, Magic 102.1. And joining us in the studio is the founder and executive director of Shape Community Center, as well as the attorney that is representing Shape Community Center, Benjamin Hall. Over the last couple of days and weeks, the news has reported that there have been some challenges that have come upon our community institution. And I have asked Brother Parker and Reverend Hall to join us this Sunday morning and share with the Sunday Morning Live family where Shape is today, what the challenges are that exist, the good news that was received the other day, and most importantly, the direction in the future and how we as members of this community can help. Good morning, Brother Parker.
Good morning, Marcus, and thank you for allowing us to share this airways with you and with the public. You know, it's wonderful. It's always wonderful being here.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Let's jump right in.
Let me get right into the meat of the situation. The first thing I want to say that we are thankful. We are very, very, very thankful. We're thankful for the support and the trust that the Houston community has given us, you see, because we're planning an economic sustainability, and we will no longer take our support of the community for granted because you trust us, and we have recruited a group of people, and we're dedicated to the mission to help plan our long-term economic sustainability, because we know that we can't revisit this. We can't allow ourselves to continue to be vulnerable to these situations. See, Shape Center ain't going nowhere. We recruited people to help us deal with our financial sustainability. With the continued financial support of our community, we ensure all of you all that's listening right now that SHAPE ain't going nowhere. We're going to sustain ourselves. We're going to be here. See, SHAPE Community Center programs, our mission, and our efforts to strengthen our families, because it's a family strengthening and empowerment program. See, our core program, Marcus, the after-school program, it continues to be a landmark, a hallmark for SHAPE Community Center. But SHAPE has maintained its relevance to the community, and we offer programs that change regularly. It changes every year. It enhances itself every year to meet the, you know, continued evolving needs of the community. And, we continue to fight for social justice through petitions, demonstrations, providing free legal services on Saturdays, housing. We house the death penalty abolition movement at Shape Center and many other things. See, we have the elders at Shape Center that are active in our community that make a big difference. We always go to them as old as 93 years old that meet every Tuesday and Thursday and offer assistance to us. And we have healthy living programs at Shape Community Center. The bottom line, Marcus, is that SHAPE ain't going nowhere. We're going to continue to be here, but we are going to need the community to work with us to help us to sustain our program. And
those programs include, as you mentioned, social justice, elders, healthy living. Of course, one of the core parts of your program is working with children. There are a number of adults.
Yeah, it's a family strengthening and empowerment program. So everything we do has to contribute to strengthening the family, socially, culturally, economically, politically, all of those aspects, spiritually, all those are part and parcel of what Shape Center embraces to help strengthen the family. Because we say strong family, strong nation. Right. And we have to stay focused on that. And we have to, the people who help us with this are people who share our vision to do just that.
Let's give a little background for those who are not familiar and who do not know. This objective of yours, this purpose of yours of strengthening families was challenged here recently when the physical property that Shape sits in and owns was, there was an attempt to foreclose on it.
Okay.
And based on, I just kind of want to get the story out, based on a legal dispute with one of your vendors or contractors. And so as a result, there was a lawsuit that was pending, and there was an injunction that was filed by Attorney Benjamin Hall. Let's bring you into this conversation and talk about how this situation came into be, as well as how we have resolved or whether or not there's been a resolution and what it is.
Well, let me start with the latter part of that. There has been a complete resolution, and Shape is not obligated to pay any further debt or monies for the debt obligation. It may be helpful, however, to frame what the problem was. In 2008, Shape needed a copier in order to continue its ministry to the community. Because of financial stress, they fell behind in some of the payments. However, the vendor then chose to file a lawsuit in New Jersey. And it's our contention the vendor failed to provide proper notice to Shape of the pendency of that lawsuit. In fact, I'm convinced they did not. And as a result, Shape never received legal notice of that New Jersey lawsuit, and a judgment was entered back in 2009. Despite having not received lawful notice of the lawsuit in New Jersey, Deloitte attempted to work out a continued settlement or resolution of that dispute without success from this New Jersey company. Then after a couple of years, the New Jersey company then sold the judgment and sold it to another and assigned it. And then it finally came to Texas and they tried to execute on it. And there they encountered additional legal problems because then Shape was not provided proper legal notice for the foreclosure sale. And so the foreclosure sale then went forward in Harris County. And that's when we got involved. I think Deloitte about a week ago, Deloitte came by the office and acquainted us with the facts. We donated our services, investigated, found out we believed that we could throw out both the New Jersey judgment as well as the foreclosure sale. And we lobbied and advocated for Shape against the defense to convince them that that sale was not going to stand. And then suddenly, after we had those conversations, the same defense lawyer who was representing the vendor came forward with someone who was willing to pay off the debt. It was satisfactory to Shape because Shape would not have to pay anything. The property would be returned. And that was the resolution of the lawsuit.
So let me ask you this. How is it that we have this institution that has been an attribute to this community for such a long period of time? How is it that we get to a point where we allow our institutions to fall into these types of conditions? Okay.
Before we go into that, Marcus,
yes.
That's for the, I like you all to address that, but I'm going to say that, you know, we're not immune and we're not flawless and we're not perfect. We make mistakes.
Right.
And we apologize for that and we hope to correct that and do better the next time we run into situations, actually to keep ourselves from being vulnerable to these kinds of situations. So I think, and my attorney could correct me, but I think through oversights in the law on our part, we allowed ourselves to become vulnerable. We just allowed ourselves to become vulnerable. We don't wish to find ourselves in this position ever, ever, ever again. As a result, we've developed a 10-year strategy, a plan, you know, a 10-year strategic plan, which we have already begun to implement so that we can ensure that Shape remains a little light that shines in the Third Ward part of this community. But we can't emphasize enough that we need you. You know, we need the community, Marcus. We need the community just like they stepped up this time. We don't want to step up as a reaction to something. We want to be proactively stepping up. But we can't emphasize it enough. We need you. We need the community. Besides our programming, we have many organizations that call Shape their home, Marcus. So we're truly an organization of the people. As a result, we need the people, all the people to find it in their hearts to plan, to work with us and step up and give us their support.
Speaking of the people, let's go and hear from the people. Let's go to the phone lines. I believe we've got Adrian on line two. Brother Eugene, can we go to Adrian on line two? While he's getting that.
Yeah, let me speak to this issue. I'll be honest with you. As I was looking at the complications with Shape, I decided that the community kind of let Shape down as well, that we should be attentive, understanding that this is a love ministry that Deloitte and others are offering to the community. So we need to be available and supporters of Shape. With that, I would think it would be great if we had a 12-month pledge that each month persons in the community would donate financially to Shape because it is a great ministry that they're undertaking there.
Let's go to Adrian on line two. Good morning, Adrian. You're on Sunday Morning Live.
Hey, good morning, Marcus. The gentleman that's speaking, exactly what are the services that Shape provides? Because I know something in general about Shape. I've heard about you for a long time, but I don't know specifically if I walk through your door, what you provide. And also, Marcus, kind of tying it all again to a bigger level, man, we really need to really get our kids focused on education, man, because
Adrian, it's funny that you say that because education is one of the staples, one of the mainstays at the SHAPE Community Center. And thank you for your call, Adrian. How do we address this issue of messaging? SHAPE has been in the community for
43 years.
43 years.
And education is not a single topic. Education is a comprehensive subject.
Right.
When you talk about education, you have to deal with the mental, the social, the economic, the political, the spiritual, all that's part and parcel of what strengthens an educational, a person who's seeking education. You're talking about our after-school program at SHAPE. That's educational. The parenting program every Wednesday where the parents have to become involved, a part of their children's lives, the education. You're talking about the diet, the healthy diet that we provide for the children and the parents daily at SHAPE. That's education. You're talking about culture, children knowing who they are, where they came from, how they got here so they can have a better understanding of how they get to where they have to go. That's education. We're talking about things that, but a system, math tutorial, that's education. We're talking about legal assistance so you can deal with this legal madness that confronts you and your community when you've been ripped off. You know, that's education. So we have legal assistance on Saturdays. You're talking about all these things are part and parcel of education. And we do that at SHAPE. And we house. SHAPE is a home of many groups that meet there. They call that their home. You know, Association of Black Social Workers, they meet at SHAPE Center every month. Association of Black Psychologists, they meet at SHAPE every month. Death Penalty Abolition meet at SHAPE every month. You know, we have groups that meet at SHAPE. The Paneletic Council meets at SHAPE every month.
So if that be the case, I have to pose this question. If we have all of these black professional organizations that utilize the facility at SHAPE Community Center and take advantage of the services that are offered at SHAPE Community Center, then what is it that prevents, and I'm not badgering anyone, I'm okay. picking on anyone, how is it that we ignore the tree that is bearing the fruit?
Yeah, well, a lot of times we take the tree for granted. You know what I'm talking about? I don't think that's the case with the groups that I just mentioned. They're supporting SHAPE. The Association of Black Social Workers, they meet and they support SHAPE. Esther King's wife is a member of that group and others. They support SHAPE. The Association of Black Psychologists, President Brother Derek from Prairie View, they support SHAPE. There are many of those who support SHAPE. There are people who are part of that process that probably know themselves that they can do more. Long Saw Golf Association meets at SHAPE Center. The Jack Yates Class of 63 meets at SHAPE Center. So I said, they know and they accept the fact that they should do more. I know we've talked about it and they will do more, but we are going to have to take on the responsibility. I'm not going to push the blame on somebody else on the responsibility. SHAPE Center, we have to assume the responsibility of strengthening, becoming more sustainable.
And the question is, yes, there are those that say, well, you know, how do we have an organization where management allows A, B, and C to happen? We can ask, well, why didn't the community jump up and do something? There's the other side of the coin that says, well, what did the organization itself do for itself to prevent it from getting in this type of scenario?
Let me speak to this because this gained airing time because of legal issues. Had lawyers followed the proper procedure, SHAPE would have been notified in time to address this issue. Because SHAPE was not properly notified, some of the fault does lie at the feet of lawyers in New Jersey as well as lawyers here in Texas. Luckily, SHAPE was able to find representation where we could point out those defects in the legal process and then bring it to the attention of a court of law. I would say that while Deloitte is correct that SHAPE has to focus on economic sustainability, the fact of the matter is some of the fault in this legal struggle lies at the feet of those who are trying to collect this debt. Now, in terms of what SHAPE does, SHAPE really, its name kind of describes how it got into this situation, self-help of Africans, for Africans through education. Well, this is how Deloitte attempted to address this problem, self-help, work it out and try and work a solution with the creditor. Unfortunately, there were other people in the community there to help you, Deloitte, and I think that the lesson from this is there are a lot of people out here that want to help SHAPE and are ready to help SHAPE.
You mentioned earlier that there's a way that people can help, and we're going to give information on if someone is interested in helping SHAPE, how can they do so? Let's go back to the phone line and talk to Stephen on line one. Good morning, Stephen. You're on Sunday Morning Live.
Good morning. How you doing,
Davis.
Doing great. Do you have a question or comment for Delord or Ben Hall?
Yes, I just want to just really just come in and say that I really appreciate everything that SHAPE has been doing in the community for the young man who was remiss in his knowledge or his information as to what SHAPE has done in the community. Well, they have provided a beacon of light to the African-American community where for issues such as dealing with Trayvon Martin and educating our youth and just being an advocate for our community. So I really appreciate the efforts of lifetime efforts of Mr. Parker for doing that. So I want to tell you, Mr. Parker, keep your head up. And how could I donate to SHAPE?
Well, simple, brother. We have PayPal. You can click on that. Just drop by the center. And that's talking about money, but we have volunteers as well, you know.
Right.
You know, just come by and see me. I'm accessible, brother. I'm there 6 days a week. Just come by and plug into the network, and we appreciate all that you do, all that you said, and be there to, for you to be supportive, okay?
Stephen, thanks for your call, and I'm going to try and get the information out in just a moment, so stay tuned. Deloitte, he asked how can he help, and I'm sure that there are some other people out there that want to know how they can help. If someone wants to donate funds to SHAPE Community Center, how exactly do they do that?
SHAPE Center is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, so if a person wants to donate to SHAPE, they can call 521-0629-713-5209 or 713-521-0641. They can look online, shape.org. That's our website where you can have... You have PayPal on there that says donate. You can come by SHAPE and just drop some funds off. You want to volunteer every Saturday. We have a volunteer orientation. We have an average of 30 people that come by SHAPE to go through that volunteer orientation so they can start volunteering. They can do it. They can put a check in the mail and send it to 3815 Live Oak, Houston, Texas, 77004. But again, if you have any ideas that they can come up with, they can help us to generate funds, you know, relative to fundraisers. Come and talk to us or put it in writing and bring it over to us. There are so many things that you can do, but to specifically get details, again, check our web. You can email me at shape@shape.org, shape@shape.org, and you can find out more on that. And we'll definitely email you back.
All right. You're listening to Sunday Morning Live on Houston's only R&B station, Magic 102.1. This is Marcus Davis in with the founder and executive director of the SHAPE Community Center, Brother Deloitte Parker, a longstanding community activist and warrior in this community. And we appreciate the work that you have done, as well as the attorney for the SHAPE Community Center.
And Marcus, I really would like to thank Ben Hall and his law firm because they stepped up to the plate, and I really appreciate the community on behalf of the community. Ben, I'd like to publicly thank you for doing all that you have done, and we really, really, really appreciate all your support. Okay?
Thank God for you.
You have closing words?
No, I just want to say I'm sending my donation right now to SHAPE. Go to shape.org. Hit donate, and you can contribute directly into their budget.
All right. Ben Hall, Delora Parker, thank you for joining us. I appreciate you guys coming up and sharing the information, the good news about the existence and the continuance of the work that SHAPE Community Center is doing.